Right now outside, our temperature is at 32 degrees. Let's warm it up a little bit by bringing the man of warmth, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, thank you for that lovely, lovely introduction.
Hey.
Yes.
Well, you know, you do bring warmth.
Well, that's nice. And I'm not bringing any warmth in the forecast. Maybe tomorrow. Well, today and tomorrow, the warmest that you'll see. After that, it's going to get cold. And it's going to stay that way into next week, no doubt in my mind. And we'll talk about that, too. Let's talk about it. Yeah, why not? Yeah. So the front that went through yesterday with the showers, that's gone. Sunny today, low 50s. Clear tonight. And 25 to 30, so colder than it is this morning.
Yep.
Next front approaches Thursday, cloudy, with rain showers in the afternoon, 50 to 55. Those rain showers will change to snow showers before it ends Thursday night. Could leave a dusting. That's it. But I want Marshall to know that, because when he gets up Friday morning and he has to walk down and up the ramps, they'll say, "Hey, Pat, I had a dusting, half an inch on my ramp." And I know, Marshall. Friday will be a sunny, brisk, and cold day. And again, there could be some leftover flurries. That's it. With a high near 40. Saturday's okay, sunny in the low 40s. And then Sunday is cloudy with temperatures of 45 to 50. So no precipitation over the weekend, and it does get milder on Sunday. However, there is another front that's going to go through on Monday. And then if a storm develops on that front and works our way, we could have problems on Tuesday. Now, the euro has been flip-flopping like a fish out of water, which is not characteristic of the euro. Usually it's very consistent, but that only goes to show you, in my opinion, the nature of the pattern that we're dealing with. I am going to call up right now the raw data from the euro for us.
Okay.
Just to give you an idea of what it is saying. Because when I looked yesterday, it was saying an inch or two. This is for early next week.
That's an inch or two of rain, right?
No, of snow.
Oh, snow. Okay.
Okay, so now what it does, by Tuesday morning, this is, of course, next week. It has to be. Today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's telling me that you'll have a half an inch on the ground when you wake up Tuesday morning. By the time the sun sets Tuesday night, you could have as much as an additional 9 inches. And then overnight, you could have an additional 4. So they're giving us a total of 13.8 inches of snow.
For when?
Tuesday into Wednesday of next week.
And what do you think about that?
I think the possibility is there for the first significant snow of the season. I don't know if it's going to be that much. That's my only question. And that's one of the reasons why I picked the 15th for the first significant snow. And this could happen by the 13th. But we'll see, because, you know, when you look at, even the American GFS, I'm going to take a look at that with everybody right now, too, because I didn't look at the new version of the GFS. I know that earlier this morning when I looked at it, it was almost in sync with the euro. That made me nervous. Now, the new version of the GFS is out. And Tuesday morning, it shows snow all over the region, covering the whole area. And let's see, does it end? They have it ending Tuesday night, whereas the euro continues it Tuesday night. So they're faster to bring it out. But the point is here is that now you have several models, even the Canadian, showing snow by Tuesday. So I think, you know, that's going to probably wind up being the first real wintry event of this fall season.
And it could be a big one.
And it could. We'll have to see. You know, my tendency is not to buy this stuff hook, line, and sinker when it comes out. We'll just wait run after run. I'll keep you updated on that. I'll also tell you to sit back and grab your popcorn. I did get to see Maleficent 2 yesterday. What did I think? I think as far as Disney goes, you cannot take away the animation. I mean, to see this movie on the big screen, you would be seeing it strictly for its special effects and animation. Otherwise, it is definitely a movie that you could see at home. It wasn't the Lion King. It wasn't Aladdin. It was good, but it wasn't as good as the first one. And I can't believe how many kids were in the theater yesterday afternoon, I guess because they were off of Election Day. I thought there were times when the movie was a little bit on the violent side and there were young kids there watching it, but they all seemed to like it. So that's my review of Maleficent number 2.
Now, what's Maleficent about? I haven't...
Well, you know, she's a Disney character.
Yeah. What does she do?
Superpower. They have two kingdoms, and the two kingdoms in this movie get into a war. And, of course, they don't want that. They want peace. So it winds up having peace, but after a war. And that was it. I mean, again, some of the footage is just incredible. The makeup is phenomenal. I mean, she looks... What's her name plays Maleficent? I can never think of her name.
I have no idea. So I have to see if I want to see Maleficent. I haven't seen Maleficent 1, so I guess if I'm going to watch the second one, I should watch the first one.
Huh? Watch the first one, yeah. And, you know, and you'll watch it on your big screen TV. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It's nice sitting with that 80-inch screen up eye level, and it's about 8 feet or 9 feet away with my big comfy chair and my surround sound.
Yep.
Designed specifically for that chair. It really is great.
That's what I have. I have the same thing down in the den, and that's where we do our movie premiere. And it's a big, huge den. It's like a great room. And it works out great because it keeps everybody, the kitchen's upstairs. So it keeps everybody out of the kitchen, and they all basically stay downstairs. I have a bar downstairs, and they drink and watch the movie, and they have hors d'oeuvres, and they have fun.
Now, do you have the stereo set, so if you sit in one particular place, it's optimum?
No.
See, I do. My chair is the chair. It's the chair.
Really?
That's right. And nobody else can watch anything in that chair. That's my chair. That's my optimum listening angle.
And what make is your TV?
I have a Vio.
Oh, okay. Well, they're supposed to be pretty damn good,
yeah,
from what I hear.
It's very good. I've had two of them, and the one that I ended up giving away is still operating to the people this day. I just went from a 50-inch screen to an 80-inch screen. 79-inch screen. But
right, that's what I have, and I have the Sony Bravo.
Yeah, that's I've got a Sony Bravo in my bedroom. Yeah,
not that excellent, big. Excellent TV.
Yeah. But all right, you know, it was funny. I was so psyched for watching The Watchmen the other day. I pulled out the movie last night and watched the original movie, which is 2.5 hours long, by the way, might I say.
I remember seeing that many years ago, yeah.
So I pulled that out and I watched that yesterday. Wow. I love that movie. I just love that movie.
Interesting.
Yeah, it shows you what my mind is like. It's hard to believe that movie now is 10 years old, the original Watchmen.
I was just going to say, many years ago.
2009 is when it came out. And the comic books are from
And did you hear about The Irishman, the movie The Irishman with De Niro?
No.
Now, supposedly, this is the role of his life, from what I hear, critics. Now, this is going to be in Netflix, but right now, it's in limited showing in the movies before they put it on Netflix. And if you want orchestra seats to see it, it's $100 a pop.
I'm sorry. Oh, wait, look, it's on Netflix. I've got my own orchestra.
Can you imagine? Right, you can sit right in your seat. But they are raving about this movie. They are saying that it is definitely one of the best. What's his name? Joe Pesci is in it too.
Joe Pesci?
Pesci, yeah, Pesci. Joe Pesci, De Niro, I forget who else is in it, but they say De Niro's outstanding.
Joe Pesci, when he and his brother get beat up in Casino at the end, that's one movie scene I just never, ever, ever, ever will forget. When they got beat up with the baseball bats. Oh, my God. I can see it. I'm squirming just now talking about it.
Yeah.
Ooh,
you know, it's a scene like that, that you really don't have to show. If you see the people coming at you with a baseball bat, you see them swinging it, there's no need to show anything else.
Anyways, I love the movie, by the way. That was a great movie. But
yeah.
I'm sitting here cringing just thinking about it. All right, Pat, I'll cringe about the weather next week, but we'll speak to you tomorrow.
That sounds good, Marshall.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio.